In his first post-election interview, President-elect Donald Trump says he wants to act fast to deport 2 to 3 million undocumented immigrants with criminal history. As KUER's Julia Ritchie reports, immigration groups are wondering what Trump's policies could mean locally.
Salt Lake immigration attorney Mark Noggle has been busy since the election.
The phone has been ringing off the hook nonstop since Wednesday morning.
Those calling are worried about what a Trump administration could mean for their status in the U.S., many of whom have permits under President Obama's Deferred Action Program.
I don't see how those are going to be revoked. They would have to be physically confiscated, I think, in order for them to be invalid. But the truth is, we don't know what's going to happen.
Noggle says the immigration system is already so clogged it can take up to 5 years for a deportation case to make its way through the courts.
It's going to take longer than his administration, even if it's an eight-year administration, to deport that many people.
Utah has an undocumented population of about 80,000 people. Luis Garza runs the nonprofit Community United, which provides education and advocacy for Latinos in the state. He says based on his initial remarks, Trump's deportation strategy seems to be in line with Obama's.
Deportation numbers have skyrocketed over the last 8 years, and the focus has been on those people that have a criminal background. And so I really don't see how that will change.
Garza does worry about a change in policy toward Dreamers, those young people brought to the country by their parents as children.
Especially those youth that already have a work permit and they already have a protection from deportation. Those are the ones that we are the most concerned about.
He says many of those people are already in school or working and could lose their path to legal status under a new administration. Trump told CBS that after securing the border, he would later make a, quote, determination on the remaining undocumented workers in the U.S. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.